and welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Who, what, where, what? What?
Okay, I gotta step out for a minute. We have three trucks here. We're only supposed to have two. I'll be right back.
Okie dokie. So I get the monologue. Let me find something interesting to read.
Nice. I gotta see what truck number's supposed to be here.
Now, for somebody who just stepped out, I can still hear his voice. Let's see now. Well, here's an interesting book. Emotional Intelligence. 50 Ways to Improve Communication. Do, 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 do. And let's see, now this was written by Kelly Sullivan. And the table and contents, I'll read that to you. Chapter 1, the definition of emotional intelligence. Chapter 2, why is emotional intelligence important? Chapter 3, examples of ways to improve your communication skills. Chapter 4, ways to increase your emotional intelligence. Chapter 5, mastering your emotions. And chapter 6, ways to a happy life. And it's various free bonuses, time management, depression, habits, focus, belly fat. Let's check out that free bonus. All right. Whoa, what's going on here? Crap. Damn it. I just bent my bed. Okay, I have gone, and one of the legs decided to bend out from underneath me. That's no good.
Wow, that guy's not happy.
Yeah. What'd he do?
Well, we only called for 100 mesh, a certain sand grade.
Yes.
And this guy did not. We only are doing two trucks at a time. Well, three trucks showed up. And so the second truck was not the right truck, and he didn't have a truck number on his truck, and so fortunately I've been communicating with the other guy. Oh, he just texted me, got a lot of mad drivers at me, and I've only been here 1 hour.
Ouch.
Hang on a second. Well, I'm sending you back another mad driver because he did not have 100 mesh and he tried to jump the line.
Ouch. Line jumper.
So there you go.
Oh, come on. Give him a break. He's only playing a Kano.
Actually, no, I don't jump the line. In fact, I don't care. He said, I told him.
So he was told, and he still showed up.
Yeah. Good thing you sent me truck numbers.
So why did he show up, even if he knew he was going to get rejected? Why did he do that?
Well, because he thought he'd get away with it. See, this other guy and I figured out a good routine. He sends me the truck numbers, or he sends me a way to identify the truck so that I know what trucks are supposed to be here and what ones are not.
Okay.
Because yesterday we had two trucks show up trying to jump the line. One of them got in and out. Because he lied. And so I was like, okay, from now on, send me you know, identification of the truck so I know which ones are supposed to be here or not. And that's what we've been doing. And so we've been able to catch drivers trying to cut in line.
Well, if they do that crap, do they get paid?
Do they get paid to cut in line?
Yeah.
Yes. Sort of. Basically, if they cut in line, that means they get another load quicker.
Right.
So,
but if what they delivered was the wrong product for that location, doesn't it seem that it would not pay?
Oh, no, it's not the wrong product for the wrong location. It's just that right now, it's the right location. It's just that right now we only need 100 mesh, so we're trying to get 100 mesh loads in. And this guy doesn't want to wait. You know, he got mad that people with 100 mesh cut the line because we needed 100 mesh. So people that got there behind him got to go in front of him because they had the right product. And so, yeah, he's not happy. He said he was sitting there since noon, which that I doubt. But then again, the well has been having problems. So they could be down the rest of, you know, they could shut down the rest of the night. You know, who knows? And then they'll be waiting even longer. They'll be really pissed.
Happy,
right. So, but they only need 100 mesh right now. They don't need that other stuff, so they gotta wait. Now, me, I don't worry about it. Because that's normally what I'm doing. I'm normally the one out there driving. And I don't worry about it. I'm like, hey, you don't need me. Wake me up when you do.
You know? Right.
So I don't trip. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I'm using headphones. How's my sound?
Mostly good.
Mostly good. Okay. Yeah, I put it on speaker for a little bit while I was adjusting the fire. But I put you back on headphones, so.
Yeah, I'd Bluetooth you, but I probably should Bluetooth. Oh, let me do the let's do the disclaimer,
okay.
And then I'll hang up, connect the Bluetooth, and then call back in.
No.
The nice thing is I shouldn't have any more distractions because basically we do about 2 trucks an hour. So we just had 2 trucks come in. It takes them about 30 minutes to do them. And then I'm supposed to wait till they're done with those 2 and then call for 2 more, and then it takes them 15 minutes to get here, so it gives these guys a 15-minute break between trucks. So technically, so it takes 45. We do 2 trucks every 45 minutes to an hour. So, disclaimer.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast, We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and/or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and/or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
Yeah,
okay. Now, on a somewhat unrelated subject.
Unrelated?
Yeah. So, a while back, you were trying to talk me into getting on Matchbox.com for the missed connections thing.
And I guess they're not doing that anymore?
I can't do it on my phone. I'm curious if it's doing it on yours.
I'm sure they didn't do away with that feature because they're the only people. Hang on.
So maybe I delete it and reinstall it.
He goes, that guy just tried to lie to me about him trying to cut in line.
It's like, you know, officer on the other end that knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah. I didn't try to cut in line. Right. Oh, well. Yeah. Not only did he cut in line, but when he came here, he was supposed to do a U-turn and go back out the way he came in, because if he went straight, he would be breaking the law or the legal. And he's lucky he didn't get banned from the well, because he's not supposed to go that way. But he took off out of here like a bat out of hell. He was pissed, and he went the wrong way. And we're told that we're not allowed to go that way, otherwise we're in big doo-doo.
Big doo-doo.
Yep. They will ban people from dispatch, or even ban them from a certain well for 24 hours if they break certain rules. Other rules you break, you get fired. Or your contract gets terminated. Now he's pissed because he's back in the back of the line again.
And how many hours will that cost him?
I'm going to say ouch. It's your call if you want to put him to the back of the line. Period. But we just don't need his product right now. Period.
Right.
He said he was there since noon. I don't know if that's true or not.
So 7 hours to deliver one tank. Yeah, I'd be kind of pissed too if that was even close to true. Because doesn't he get paid by the load?
Correct.
Yeah, so that really sucked. That would.
Especially if you got put back in the back of the line, because there's 10 trucks over there.
To an
hour.
Well, you said 2 hours, so that'd be another 5 hours.
Oh, yeah, 5 hours. That's another 5 hours, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he goes. He tried to tell me that he went to go get a drink. And then he said, LOL. He said, I assume if he's been here that long, he'd call it a night. But he's on paper logs, more than likely. So, you know, if it was me, I was on paper logs, and I didn't have to worry about rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines. You know, I'd do like I used to do 20 years ago, and I'd just go to sleep. And then when they unload me, I'd go get another load. And then I'd, you know, drive till I was tired or till I had to sit again. And I'd go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And then when they were ready for me, I'd unload and then drive, you know, then go back to work. You know, I slept ungodly, you know, hours. I mean, it was like I never knew when I was going to be driving or sleeping or whatever. Or where I was going to be and doing what time or whatever. But I remember one time I was... Huh?
Just mark your paperwork appropriately later on.
Pretty much. I remember one time I was sitting in the loading dock and they were loading me and I was sleeping. Of course, the truck's moving around, you know, and everything because they're in the trailer, loading the trailer. One guy was like, I don't know how you guys sleep while we're loading your trucks or unloading them. And I was like, yeah.
Practice.
I mean, when you're tired, you know, and you get used to that kind of a lifestyle. It's like, I'm here doing this job, and it's a little different because I'm not, you know, I have a different truck almost every day. And I go to a hotel. It's like having a little apartment. It's like having a local job at home. And I'm not used to it. It's actually a little bit uncomfortable. It's nice, and it's very comfortable, but it's somewhat uncomfortable for me because I'm not used to it. You know? I'm used to having my truck and all my stuff right here all the time. So it's kind of different. It's kind of, you know, it's definitely different. It's kind of weird. But I'm getting used to it.
So now you're what?
Now I'm a what? What?
You're a forklift now, or you're what?
Can I get a what? What? No, I'm... Basically, my job right now. Oh, I gotta say, send two more. Send two more 100 mesh. Okay. Basically, I'm just a relay guy. I relay the messages. So I'm sitting here watching I mean, I can run the forklift better than the other guy that was doing it last night here. The girl ended up taking over because she couldn't stand the guy was stand that the guy was going so slow. She's pretty cool, but when you first meet her, you think she's evil because she comes off very bitchy. But it's almost like short man syndrome, you know. A woman has to hold her own in a position because a lot of times people don't respect women. And
she's used to people walking on her.
That, and she's a woman doing a man's job, quote unquote. So, you know, she doesn't get as much respect as a guy would, you know. I mean, those times are changing, but still, you know, it's like this one girl who's just pulled up before I called in. She used to be a mechanic on the oil field. And,
I'm sorry, I'm terribly rude. I yanked the earpieces right out of my ear. I didn't hear half of what you said for the last.
I said this girl that pulled onto the pad before I called in. She's here to meet her boyfriend, but she used to work the pads as well. She was a mechanic for Halliburton. And so I was like, okay, so I don't need to tell you all the rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines. She goes, no, I'm not going to get out of my vehicle. I'm going to stay right here. Yeah. What's up?
So who's that dude in the Jeep?
It's the chick.
Who's that chick in the Jeep?
She is...
Sandbox?
No, she's that guy's girlfriend. She used to be a mechanic for Halliburton.
Oh, okay. So, okay, as long as they don't have anything to do with us, I don't give a fuck.
Right, and she's aware of the rules. So, yeah, her boyfriend packs the gun.
Woo-hoo.
His gun
out. You're talking about... Wireline, right?
No, he's the explosives guy.
For Wireline.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if that was a... You're saying he's packing the gun, or... packing the gun. I want to tell my wife next time she starts mouthing off, hey, who's the one that packs the gun around here? She's going to point to the closet and got back up.
Right.
She might surprise you and say, I do.
Oh, shit. Who am I talking to?
This is David Ray.
We're a podcast.
Yeah, we're doing a podcast.
Oh, shit. I'm not embarrassed.
Yeah, now you have to sign a release form. And, yeah.
So how many people's on there right now?
Just three.
Okay, gotcha.
We don't really have any callers. We got listeners. We got about a half dozen to a dozen listeners, but we don't have any callers.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.
.com.
Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
I thought you were doing like a FaceTime podcast, like...
Oh, that's called a vlog.
Or a vlog, sorry.
It's all good.
That's
it's still a podcast. It's
okay.
A video cast.
Okay, well, I'm old. Forget me.
It's all good. So are we. How old are you?
I'm behind the times. I still have an Atari at the house.
Sweet. I think I still have an Atari. No?
I just lied.
Which one?
He lied on record.
It was not really a lie. It was a little bit more of a sarcasm. Being sarcastic.
Just kidding. I was too. So how old are you?
Oh, how many female listeners do y'all have right now?
I don't even know.
Oh, okay. 37.
About a half a dozen.
Seven.
I'm 37. Yes, sir.
Gee, we're older than you are.
Oh. I still have a PS2 though.
PS2, what's that?
I don't know. the wave of the future of games, gamers.
What are they out there now, like PS3, 4?
They got PS4. They're talking about coming out with PS5 in January. So we'll see.
I still got a PS1.
I do too.
All right. Red Truck 89 and 4078 Company Truck. 100 mesh.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm only getting 100 mesh over here until you guys say otherwise or until there's no more over there.
Okay. How many trucks are over there right now? That driver said there was like 5.
Oh, really?
That was like 2 trucks ago.
Yeah, he said 10 earlier. Okay. But that one guy that tried coming in, I guess he had, what, 4070 or something else?
Yeah. One driver had 2040, and then after that, they've all been 100 mesh.
Okay, so he's probably 2040. He said he'd been sitting here since noon.
I'm going to call bullshit on bullshit.
Yeah. So, who knows? But yeah, he went back over there and tried to tell the other guy that he didn't try to cut the line.
Yeah.
He go get a drink.
Whatever.
And then he's pissed because he had to go to the back of the line.
Good. he's lucky we didn't send him back to the shop.
Well, yeah, because one, he tried to cut the line, but two, he went this way when he's not supposed to go that way. When he left that.
You just ratted him out, Kano.
Yeah. Well, he already knew. He was standing here.
You dirty rat.
You killed my brother.
So, yeah.
I hope we're doing this all night.
Doing what all night?
This. Just. Day crew. We are out where I was shining the day crew because they've been sitting on their ass for the last 2 days. But it'd be nice to be able to sit on my ass every now and again.
Oh, yeah. Well, if the well goes down, you'll have that opportunity. So what's been acting up? I mean, what's causing it to slow down? Or are we allowed to say that on record?
Well, it's not like private enough.
Not classified.
Not classified. I mean, it's just a damn oil field, you know, oil well. If there's any Conoco listeners out there. But anyways, the data van went down. They had to replace all the computers and things like that. It wasn't reading anything downhole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then wireline couldn't shoot their guns off, so they had to bring those back up. And that's what they just got done making new tools up to send down hole. And now we're waiting on data, seeing if the data van's going to work.
BM McCoyle went down.
Oh, no.
Basically, the brand of the operation just went down, yeah.
Yeah, be right.
Yeah.
Does that mean the planet's going to collapse?
Sir?
Does he know who B.M. McCoydle is?
You know B.M. McCoydle, right?
Not a clue.
B.M. McCoydle means the brain of brains.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just...
It's from a stupid movie.
Okay. It's from Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
Not the original. The second one?
Okay. Second and third. They're fighting this big bug brain, and it turns out that B.M. McCoydle is the brain of brains.
Oh, okay.
It takes up the bigger portion of a planet. So when you kill it, you know, it's pretty well, you know, whatever space it took up the planet is gone.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen the original Starship Troopers, but I don't think I've seen the sequels yet.
They're not.
Yeah. Well, the original diverged from the book, made a joke out of it. The book was serious.
Oh, okay.
The movie was made a joke out of it, made it sound silly. All right. And
I didn't know there was a book, so I'm learning something new right now.
That's kind of what the podcast is about. It's retarded half the time, but it's also educational.
I read through the book, all the related books to the subject. I haven't read all the books by that author. As far as I can tell, he never mentioned Beanie McCoydle. Ever. So
that's something that they made up in the movie.
Yeah.
Or in Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, you know, they turned it into a movie franchise and expanded upon it. It was interesting. Treat the movie as a separate story, not related to the book.
That's kind of like the Harry Potter series and Lord of the Rings. The books are different than the movies.
More radically different.
Radically different. Okay.
Well, it is radically different in the treatment. They kept the people in high school.
Take your mouth off the mic.
Actually, my mouth is probably pretty far away from the mic. I'm on headphones right now.
I'm just saying, don't take me seriously.
Yeah. Don't swallow the phone!
Yeah, don't swallow the phone.
Yeah. I think the only movie that stayed faithful to the book I ever saw was Dark Star, and it qualified as a B movie. But
Dark Star.
Yeah, the spaceship went out. I think they had convicts on it or something like that, and they were earning their freedom by going out and seeding planets throughout the universe, and they had to destroy planets that had strange orbits that would affect the seeded planets. And they ended up doing a philosophical discussion with the bomb because it malfunctioned and wanted to go off at the wrong time. And in the end, the bomb decided it was God, and it said, "Let there be light."
Oh, okay. I got it. Kind of like the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, well, not so much. But, you know, there was light. The bomb went off. No more ship.
So they never got to earn their freedom.
No, they never got to earn their freedom. Well, one of them was surfing down to the planet's surface on a piece of the hull. He was having fun doing that. He was just waiting for the last wipeout, which he eventually got. But, you know. I guess that was a degree of freedom.
Hang on.
I'm holding.
If these tankers aren't out of the way, we're going to have to just leave the trucks out on the road for a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah, who knew they were going to show up?
They show up every night at this time.
Oh, do they?
I don't know.
Maybe. Okay, they're out of the way, sort of.
Yeah, well, he's going to pack back up to the data van.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's going to be one on either side of the location.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still about 5 minutes out. So,
what's that movie? Stargate.
Stargate. Did they write a book?
That was pretty good. Yeah, they wrote a book on that one, too. I didn't read that one, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I couldn't get into the TV series, but...
I love the TV series.
That old MacGyver play that they, part...
Yeah.
That one had spinoffs. The last spinoff lasted about 2 years.
I liked it. I just couldn't get into it in order to watch it all. You know what I mean? Every day type of thing. Or every week type of thing. I couldn't get addicted to it, let's put it that way.
Yeah, okay. That's, well, you know, you're not a TV watching type, so when I find something...
Sorry, that's fine. What's up?
You're not the TV watching type, so when I find a program that you actually sit down and watch, like,
Orphan Black.
I forgot the name of it.
Orphan Black.
Yeah, you got hooked on Orphan Black. What was the other one you got hooked on? Well, you like Big Bang Theory. That kind of surprised me. Got me to watch it.
When it first came out, I thought it was stupid.
Yeah, me too. I stayed away from it like the plague. Then you binge watched episode after episode, and I'm going, this isn't so bad after all.
Yeah, I was at my neighbor's house in Kansas City, and he loved it, and he was watching it, and I watched part of an episode one time, and that was hilarious. And that might be them coming out.
Yeah,
and so I, that's whenever I actually took an interest in it.
All right, fellas.
Well, I have 200 meshes left.
All right.
Cool.
Well, we might not be running any sand tonight if we can't get operation. Yeah, that guy, he's not supposed to just, you know, food for thought.
Oh, that's a car.
Food for thought, you're not supposed to back up other coming trucks.
Oh, okay.
Or
we're not supposed to do other people's jobs.
Yeah, because if something happens, then, you know, it's a liability on us.
Right.
Right. So only handle your drivers, nobody else's.
Yes, sir, you got it.
So, you want some sweet potatoes?
Oh, yeah. You like sweet potatoes?
You mean those yams, sweet potatoes?
No, yams? Sweet potatoes.
What's the difference between a yam and sweet potato? Aren't they the same?
No, yams are part of the... they're closely related to lilies and grasses. Sweet potatoes are closely related to morning glories.
All right. Well, I have to take your word on that. I thought they were the same.
All I know is yams are good for the libido.
If you go, well, yeah, yams can grow up to like 100 pounds or more.
Really?
You're not going to get sweet potato that does that.
No. Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, different chemical.
I can't do any more runs.
Why? That's 100 nice.
Because I got in trouble.
They call you and clear that up? That we are accepting 2040?
Oh.
Yes, I wanted any 100 mesh that was on the staging pad first because we don't have enough to run the next stage.
Oh, okay.
For 100
mesh. Two's coming, and then there's two more on the pad over there.
And then we can start bringing that 47 for 2040.
Okay.
Copy.
Thanks,
sir.
Thank you. So, yeah, life on the whale. Now, I talked to this guy who loads the gun. And he, about fracking causing earthquakes. He said that they will cause earthquakes if you're fracking near a fault line.
Well,
he has done wells on fault lines, and when they frack on fault lines, they actually do set them off.
So did the fracking there in Oklahoma create the fault line, or was the fault line already there?
It's probably already here.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Because there's a strange fault line I observed by watching the earthquakes that happen, and they seem to react to the fracking. But I don't know for sure because I don't know what days the fracking happened. I just know that it passes near the Oklahoma City.
Okay, hang on. And, this guy has something to say before these trucks get here.
Well, real quick, that, what's that guy who wires a gun up, he's half right. They're not instantaneous earthquakes. They're, you know, it might be 2 weeks later or 2 months later. But, yeah, it does contribute to earthquakes. But it's not like, okay, set the gun off and, oh, shit, we just committed, you know, caused an earthquake.
Right.
Right. What I observed, very minor, 2.4 to 3.1. I mean, you could be standing on top of it. You probably wouldn't feel it.
Right. Probably no big deal.
Yeah, but it was interesting because it's a fault line that's not it's not on the official list of fault lines, and it runs at a right angle to them.
Right. Okay, I'm going to have you monologue for a minute.
Okay.
It might take 5 minutes or less.
We could have our new guest just talking for a while.
No, he's out there.
Oh, okay.
I got to go out there and help him. So truck 89 and 4,078.
Well, I'll probably be a broken record. I'll finish up what I know about the about this new fault line. I used to listen to this podcast. Listening to it again, suspicious, and he's working on a program of predicting earthquakes, but he talks a lot about space weather and stuff like that. And if you want to look him up, he's on YouTube, Suspicious Observer. Instead of an O, it's spelled with a zero in the middle. So Observer is spelled with a zero. And anyway, he does all this space weather stuff, and it's kind of interesting to watch how we'll pass through a cloud of hydrogen, and then there'll be rain down here on Earth. So... So there's definite effects to space. So anyway. There's these pump clouds coming out of the Earth, and one was on border between Oklahoma and Arkansas, and then there was another one it was boom, 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 away from Oklahoma. And a year and a half that showed all of the .4 earthquake is, but it's above the background noise that would occur of just driving a car around or walking or whatever. It's magnitudes greater than that. Okay, I'm not sure how great it is. I know out in California, anything below a 5, I guess, you didn't feel. You know, they'd tell you about them, but you know, you didn't. You know, maybe somebody had a dish fall off a cabinet or something. You know, that was about it. You know, so these really low-level earthquakes, nobody really notices them, but they're there. Okay, they're greater than the background noise. All right, and there's all these earthquakes occurring, 2.4, 3.1, south of Missouri, just there in northern Arkansas, past through the Boot Heel. And so I just started and I know And there's another one that and there didn't seem to be anything out west. Along both lots were some major fracking locations, and of course, they might I don't know if they're a major. Well, there seems to be an association. And after talking to Kano, it's like, well, these holes are just, you know, wells drilled into the ground. And exactly what they're doing is the other well drilling. I don't know. How much oil do you have to pump out of the ground? Like, you know, would there be a settling effect or what? I don't know. But it kind of brought into doubt in my mind whether it was actually the fracking causing it. So, you know, don't know enough. All I can do is... Oh, hey, my co-host is back.
Yeah, the girl's working the forklift tonight, so things are moving a little faster.
Hey, you mean a woman doing a man's job and it's really smooth?
Oh, yeah. She's good. She's got a bad attitude. But she knows her shit. She does a good job. But her and I got off on the wrong foot when I first got here. Boy, howdy, I tell you what. She almost got up in my grill, and I was like, listen here, woman. Now I'm just playing. But yeah, she basically ran me off. She ran me off the pad. And I was like, I'm supposed to be here. Like, no, you're not supposed to be here. You're supposed to be here. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whatever.
Well,
so I left. Well, I didn't leave.
Yeah.
I went across the street because there's a place like a park over there. And,
well, I mean, you know, I'll bring a forklift. I mean, that doesn't require huge amounts of physical strength. It just requires skill. So,
true.
So I don't,
that's not
you know.
All she does.
Yeah.
That's not all she does.
Yeah,
but
okay.
This job that we do does not require a lot of physical labor.
Yeah.
Or physical strength. There is labor involved, but there's not, it's easy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and
it's more brain power.
The city of Oakland and the city of San Francisco, they hired a bunch of Asian women to fill in positions because it covered two of the, slots, the minority thing. Okay.
Well, you can finish, but we got another truck coming. I don't know if it's...
Right. Yeah.
There's
well, looking for a little bit of interaction from you, so if you could hear it, that's fine. But if not, I guess I can repeat it when you get back. But
We're good. It's a different kind of truck. It's a propane truck.
Right. They had basically minority slots they need to fill in, and so they hired a whole bunch of Asian women because it covered two slots. It got their Asian slot filled, and it got their women's slot filled. But, you know, Asian women are typically very small and frail. And they put them on fire trucks. And the direct result was the Oakland Fire back in, I think that was the late 1990s. I can't remember. But anyway, yeah, the fire burned up in the hills where all the rich people lived. And it all started from a small brush fire that somebody let got out of control. And the fire truck actually showed up in time to put it out. But because it was mostly Asian women on that particular truck, they couldn't pick up the hoses and hold them when they turned them on.
It was in 1991.
It was early 1990s. Anyway, I lived in the area when it happened. Okay. And so the fire got out of control because the people who crewed the fire truck that responded couldn't do their job because they physically were not capable of it. Now, I don't have any problem with women being firefighters and such, but the qualification to be a firefighter is that you be able to pick up somebody that weighs 200-300 pounds and carry them out of a burning building and hold a fire hose and keep it under control. And it's not a fire hose isn't like your garden hose. All right. It's got a lot of force behind it. If you don't weigh enough, even if you're strong enough to hold on it, if you don't weigh enough, it will pick you up and slap you around. It will kill you. All right.
Woman hater.
Say what?
I called you a woman hater.
No. Not a woman hater. I'm just saying that the woman who applies for a firefighting position better be able to pick up 300 pounds and carry it out of a burning building and better weigh enough to, you know, be one of the two or three people holding down that fire hose. All right.
These women were more equipped for.
All right. So it's not anti-woman. It's anti-small person.
You're
all right. Now, if a small person can fill the bill, you know, then great. I'm all for that. I'm against small men firefighting positions because, they just don't have the strength and the weight to do the job. So, I mean, if a big burly woman shows up on the job and she weighs 200, 300 pounds and she can hold the hose all by herself, I say hire her right now.
Right.
You know? Because she's qualified. And I don't care if she's a he or a she. She could be both as far as I'm concerned. She's qualified. She's got the physical strength.
She'd be Wonder Woman.
I don't care. Hey, show me a woman 4'1" who's capable of holding down a fire hose. Fine.
Well, this woman here, she's 5 foot, and she's probably capable of handling a fire hose.
Hey, that's not the fire hose we're talking about now.
No, I'm not talking about that fire hose either.
Okay, that was my dirty line. I'm sorry.
I'm sure she's capable of that too, but no. She's not really, she doesn't look like she's all that buff or anything, but she don't look frail either. She looks like she can handle some rough work.
Well, is she single, and is she looking to raise a family?
I think her ovaries are past due.
Oh, well, never mind. Because I'm actually interested in strong women who are capable of working, you know?
Yeah. She's about our age.
Oh.
And she's probably done doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
But here's something. I've been watching these people, you know, especially women, and with the astrology and all that stuff, and the ones who have Mars in water tend to have more kids.
Mars in
water and Earth, for that matter, but typically water, you know, water and Earth will have more kids. Mars in water and Mars in Earth. You have Mars in water. I have Mars in Earth. So, basically, our Mars is a woman who has Mars in water or Earth would be compatible to both of us. Capisce? But yeah, if you want kids, you need to have a woman with Mars and water, because she's going to have more glue and be more family focused. You still with us? I think we're going to lose him.
Or me.
Somebody's got lost. All right, I'm monologuing. I'm going to Facebook. Somebody commented on something. Oh. Somebody commented on something I was tagged in. This girl's always tagging me and stuff. This guy commented on something. Oh, okay, cool. Oops, I went too far. Facebook! There's a good video to watch. Oh, here's Marcus Rothkranz. We simply refuse to grow up. Yeah, Marcus Rothkranz is 55, and his wife, Kara, is 49, and they do not look it. They're raw vegans, and they're foragers. I'd say they look like they're in their 20s and 30s. They're very young looking. They're probably... the number one people I would tell you to follow on YouTube, Facebook, wherever else they have their stuff, as far as vegans go. I'm a meat eater. David Ray is too. We're probably more kosher. Okay. Facebook had this question thing. It says, I answered the question. If you can bring anyone back to life, who would you bring back? I answered, that's a good question. I don't have an answer. But the first name that came to mind was Jesus, LOL. Our friend Debbie wrote, Jesus is alive. He died and rose again as soon
and soon we will see him again with peace sign, happy face. My answer, one of the best friends that has died. Either one would be nice. One of my best friends. So she had a friend pass away. I wouldn't wish anybody to come back to this hellhole personally. Oh, wow. It snowed in Florida this morning. A friend of mine from in Florida said he woke up to snow. Says, I woke up to snow this morning here in Florida. Say it isn't so. Good thing about is it will be gone in a few hours. Hopefully kill the insect population before spring. Fair enough, since we didn't have a winter last year. That's interesting. My brother posted something. There's David. We can't hear him, but we can barely hear his.
You can't hear me?
There he is.
Yeah. I'm living in a greenhouse right now, and I don't think I'm going to be able to manage the minus 20 that we get here in Missouri every once in a while.
Yeah. Use the last three digits of your phone number to see if you need to be happy. Oh, no, sorry. To see what you need to be happy.
No,
so,
you don't need to be happy.
No, see what I need to be happy. So, are they backing this guy? They are. Hang on, I gotta send a text message. Let me save this. Download image. Okay. Text message. Send to more 100 mesh. All right. Facebook. So, my last four digits. So, 804. 8 is sex. 0 is music. And 4 is alcohol.
What's this?
I can do without the alcohol. Huh?
What system's that based on?
Facebook.
Okay.
It's just a picture thing. I don't know. 1 is money, 2 is shopping, 3 is love, 4 is alcohol. 5 is food, 6 is travel, 7 is sleep, 8 is sex. That would be funny if somebody's last four digits was 777. Or even 666. If you travel. Number 9 is friends, and number 0 is music. So what's your last four digits?
Which one?
You only have one phone number.
I got two.
You do? Oh,
yeah.
Your text now number?
Yeah, 707.
Forget that one. What about your regular number?
Well, last four would be 7288.
So, 288, you need shopping and lots of sex.
Yeah, I don't shop much, and I make a point of not shopping much. And let's see, you know, when's the last time I? About 12 years before I found out my wife was being unfaithful. About 10 years before I found out my wife was being, so it's going on 20 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the woman who wants to raise a family.
I can't even wait 20 months, let alone 20 years.
Yeah, I've noticed how that works for you. And that only encourages me to wait more.
Well, I ain't getting serious anymore. Fuck that.
Yeah, well, I'm serious. So
I'm seriously not getting serious.
So anybody who's listening, you know, I'm a serious guy.
Two more 100 mesh. I'll find out how many others.
Are you still on your live podcast?
Yeah.
Hey, I
want to
listen in. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, let him.
Okay, 100 mesh left after these two. All
right. You see that dumbass driver?
He
almost hit the fuel tanker.
Nice. The second one?
Yeah.
What? Oh. Stupid phone.
All right, there's one 100 mesh left, but I'm sure another one will show up. So we'll just do like one and one. Eight. So yeah, we'll start letting those other guys come in because they're probably getting postal.
Hey, tell them the fucking wheel's down and go fucking don't worry about it.
Such is life on the oil field.
You know, Wireline is still in there hanging, waiting to go on, and that's another 2 hours.
Nice.
So, until they get their shit fixed, then we can fix our shit.
How long has the well been down?
Since 4 o'clock. And it was down 4 hours prior to that. I mean, this morning.
Nice.
I wish my wife would come chill with me on location. Must be nice.
She's buying coffee and everything.
Woohoo.
She surprised him with coffee. He didn't even know.
This was a friggin' Encana or Conoco well. We'd run her off and we'd run him off.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch. That's probably why your wife doesn't do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's 6 hours away. So, I mean, there's. But no, I mean, more power to him if he can get away with it, by all means, but. You know, Marathon's a little different than other companies.
She was parked closer to the curb, but I had her pull forward because we had to get trucks in here.
Yeah.
And she used to work for Halliburton, so she knows the regs. So I, you know.
Yeah, but you got to watch out. People that know the rules bend and break them too.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yes, she seemed like she was not a rule breaker, but. Well, then again, I'm a wonderful judge of character, aren't I, David?
Well,
yes, absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. All I have to do is take a look at your dating history. It shows how wonderful you are at judging character.
I'm a horrible judging character.
Yeah, his dating history is worse than mine.
Oh, well.
You actually married one of them?
I actually found a good one. But the other 100 were not so good.
Well, there you go. Actually, who is it? What's the dating guru's name? He says you should date as many women as you can. Granted, he also says you should bed them down, but I don't agree with that part. But
I bet old love guru's got a lot of love bumps, too.
Yeah, well, he actually has a permanent girlfriend that, you know, the way he found her is he dated all these women, and he just got the best one out of all these women. So.
Yeah. I mean, that pretty much, I mean, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
Just wait for them.
Well, you know, if you got lots to compare against, you can pick out the one that's the most compatible with you. But
unless you live in Kentucky, and then, you know, you got your sister, I guess.
That's Arkansas.
Oh, is it Arkansas? Okay.
Our neighbors to the south.
You know, us Texans, we can do no wrong.
So, 10 Arkansas? Anybody from 10 Arkansas been watch out for the in-laws.
Yeah.
I'll have to name a city that just so it exists.
yeah, no shit.
Well, like our friend Dave Ramsey says, whenever somebody does something stupid, he says, "Was his parents cousins?" You know, Michael, the one who was on the podcast the other day?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were talking about the guy on location. I apologize.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, his name's Michael, but I call him Dave Ramsey because he talks and acts a lot like Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, he mimics Dave Ramsey.
He wants to be Dave Ramsey. He's a Ramsey wannabe.
A Ramsey wannabe. Yep. I know. Ramsey's good for getting you out of debt. But whatever you do, do not turn to Dave Ramsey for investment advice.
Well, I don't know. You know, investing in mutual funds is not a bad idea.
Depends on the mutual fund.
Well,
I remember when I was listening to him, the advice he's giving were investments that bottomed out soon after he advised on them. So,
well, he's not God. He doesn't know everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much do you guys know about that Bitcoin? Where's that going?
Oh, God. It's so far north, I was shocked when I saw it. It's comparing, it exceeds the value of gold right now.
Mm-hmm. I was with my business partner today.
It's more ephemeral, though, than a Federal Reserve note. So... And don't ask me my opinion on a Federal Reserve note.
Bitcoin's probably the future of FRNs.
Well, okay. Here's what I like about Bitcoin. Not too long ago, India tried to force all citizens onto their electronic currency. And they did so by removing all the small bills from circulation. And they successfully forced their population to hop onto electronic currency. But it was the wrong one. They hopped on Bitcoin.
Well, India is ranked 11th richest country in the world, aren't they?
And one-tenth of the human population. It was an experiment by basically the New World Order to see, you know, how we can get people to use the money that they can use to control them. And the results were not pleasing to them. The population jumped over to Bitcoin.
It backfired on them.
Mm. It backfired on them. Yep. So they very quickly printed up the small coin, the small, you know, change currency, so that they could get people back to using the Indian currency instead of Bitcoin.
He had to get out. We got trucks coming.
Yep.
But, yeah, send me a link to that, and I'll send it to him because I got his phone number.
Ah, well, yeah. For me to send you a link to that, I'd have to find it.
Well, if you did.
Let's see.
This is the first truck. When the second truck shows up, I'm going to have to hop out. And there's the second truck. I'll be right back in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, so I'll do the search for the Indian thing. I don't know it on monologue, though. Jeez.
When I get back, we'll do Ron Paul.
That might be a good idea, and then I'll call it a night. So.
Whatever. Hang on. We still got to talk about Red Power, too.
Say what? What's that? Let's see now. How do you spell India? I-A. Let's see now. Bitcoin. I have no idea if this will get the results I'm looking for, but anyway. I've got next to no internet, so there's no point in me waiting for that to load up. Let's go back to this book. Emotional Intelligence, Introduction. I want to thank you and congratulate you for downloading this book, Emotional Intelligence, 50 Effective Ways to Improve Communication Skills, EQ, and Mastering Your Emotions. This book will consist of various approaches and techniques on how to master your emotions. This book will discuss effective ways to improve your communication skills and to make you more confident, a more confident human being. This book will take you on a journey of self-discovery, and you will be stronger in the end. You just have to believe and keep an open mind. I wonder how many preachers have said that when they told their parishioners falsehoods. Anyway, this book contains proven steps and strategies on effective ways to improve your communication skills, master your emotions, and to finally feel like you are in control. With over 50 examples on how to improve your communication skills and mastering your emotions, you will feel confident in your ability to do so. This book will hopefully inspire you to learn and identify your different emotions. You will need to learn the cause and effect of these emotions too. Sorry, folks, I had a yawn I couldn't control. However, being emotionally intelligent isn't all about you. No. Being emotionally intelligent also means that you can recognize others' emotional states. You can help them through their struggles as well. To be emotionally intelligent is to be aware. Here's an inescapable fact. You will need confidence and an open mind to succeed. You need to be confident in your abilities to determine your different emotions. It takes some time to identify the different states of emotion, and even more so, the causes of those various states. Throughout the book, we will discuss the four attributes. Throughout the book, we will discuss the four attributes of emotional intelligence and how They play into various emotional states. I hear Kano in the background, but I guess he's not ready yet.
I'm ready when you're ready.
Oh, well, I was just filling time reading a book.
Reading a book?
Yep.
What's a book?
Emotional Intelligence, 50 Effective Ways to Improve Communication.
Books. Aren't those like fire starter?
Yeah, it'd be hard to start a fire with this one. This one's electronic.
Oh. Well, that actually will be pretty easy to start a fire with.
Okay.
Throw the whole electronic in there.
Yeah. The computer itself and not the book.
Yeah.
So I suspect if there's any book burners around, they'd probably burn my computer just simply because I have books of all sorts of subjects, and one was bound to offend them.
Oh, yeah. Throw it in the fire pit. Burn, baby, burn.
I might not agree with Hitler, but I'll still read on Mein Kampf. Mainly because I want to know how the bastard came to think the way he thinks.
Well, he was probably picked on when he was a kid.
Yeah, or he was selected to do that stupidity.
Or both. He was selected by the powers to be.
Okay, go ahead and play Ron Paul.
And also, from what I understand, Hitler was a Jew.
Well, yeah, that's a misunderstanding a lot of people have. It wasn't so much the Germans exterminating the Jews, it was the atheistic Jews exterminating the Orthodox Jews.
Right, that's where I was going with that.
Yeah.
I wasn't 100% sure if you knew the answer to that or not.
Oh, my God. Don't you know by now, I know everything. Absolutely everything there is to know.
You
if
are
I don't know, it's not important.
You are Bamacoidal.
Yeah, and if that was true, I would be able to keep this greenhouse heated this winter with very little effort, and I have no idea how to do that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have to set down my earpieces here for a second and throw a couple more logs in the fire.
All right, when you get back, I'll do Ron Paul.
Well, okay. So you're going to monologue until some truck comes
around. I got mono. All right, let's see here. La da 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 da. I'm not a very good monologuer either. Charlie. Yeah, I need to be doing my payroll too. Well, actually, I did my payroll yesterday. Oh, Red Towers. We need to be talking about Red Towers and Map Your Empire. Map Your Empire is still dead. But I went into Map Your Empire chat and notified people of our podcast. Nobody's been there since, but that's okay.
Okay, here I am. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're talking about Map Your Empire. Here comes another truck.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's a pickup truck. Never mind. Okay.
Map Your Empire. Your Empire. Your Empire.
Or not a pickup truck, but it's a small truck.
It had the lights on top, and so it threw me off. Yeah, map your empire! Empire!
Did they ever respond to you?
Never.
Never? Not even in their own forum?
No, they don't even check their forum.
Well...
Yeah, somebody said that they're no longer. This is as far as it's going to be going or whatever, is just the live chat, that's it. There's not going to be anything else. Maybe they're working on it. Maybe they're working on it in the background. And they have their own beta testers. They're not letting the public beta test it, which is what I assume they're doing. Personally, I think Red Towers is doing it maybe not the right way, but Red Towers is doing it the way I would do it.
Well, yeah, they're getting free beta testers, which is a good deal. And, you know,
you're breaking up again. We didn't understand nothing.
Oh, darn it. The beta testers are seeing results to the improvements in the game. You know, things are happening. All right. It's slow. It's tedious. You know, basically all you can really do is plant flags. You can destroy your own flag. And you can destroy somebody else's flag now. I don't know. Do our towers stay in our inventory still now, or do they disappear?
Hang on. I think we just had a truck show up to try to jump the line. Oh, no, never mind.
Jump the line.
Never mind. It's a tanker. It's okay.
Tankers can jump lines, but whatever, those other trucks, they can't. Okay, run Ron Paul.
Well, the tanker's not in my jurisdiction.
Right.
Okay. Ron Paul, revolution!
Yeah.
If I can find it. It might be under R for Ron. There it is. All right, here we go.
Or R for revolutionary.
Do we need a third major political party? I often joke that I'd be happy if we actually had a second party, as when it comes to the big issues, war, monetary policy, civil liberties, the Republicans and Democrats are more alike than different. Perhaps that's why a recent NBC poll has found that nearly two-thirds of young people surveyed do not believe either the Republicans or Democrats are doing a good job and that a third party is needed. I think this is an encouraging sign. I suspect the NBC News poll results reflect the fact that young people are not as easily hoodwinked by the mainstream media and by the two-party duopoly charade in Washington. This generation has grown up with the Internet and the abundance of alternative media that challenges what really is a one-party system in the United States. They have been exposed to many new ideas, including good ones like libertarianism and non-interventionism. Currently, mainstream politics in the United States is all about power, how to get it and how to keep it, and not at all about philosophy or ideology. It is about selling out principles at every turn in order to chalk up another point in the win column. On issues like war and spending, it's incredible how easily the two major parties are able to compromise. A serious effort to create a new political party could be very exciting, but only if that new party is based on real ideas rather than simply the desire for power. Creating a viable third party will not be easy. While there is plenty written in the media about foreign collusion in the U.S. elections, the real collusion is between the Republicans and the Democratic parties to prevent new parties from joining them on the national stage and the ballot. Unfortunately, the Libertarian Party has failed to live up to what should have been its role as an ideological alternative to Washington's one-party system. As was quite obvious in the 2016 presidential election, the Libertarians yielded to prevailing attitudes on war, welfare, and the Federal Reserve, and more. In believing that winning was more important than standing for something, they ended up achieving neither. I would still like to have some hope for the Libertarian Party, but to really fill its role as a challenger to our own two-party system, that is actually a one-party system, it would need a major overhaul. It would need to actually embrace the core libertarian principles of non-aggression and non-intervention in the affairs of others. At the end of my 2008 presidential campaign, I brought together the candidates of the minor political parties and proposed that we agree on some basic principles regardless of whether we are libertarians, conservatives, progressives, or greens. Among those was the idea that we should never go to war unless we were directly attacked or threatened, that the Federal Reserve should not be allowed to benefit the rich by creating money out of thin air, and that we should not endorse deficit spending. If a new party could come together and agree on these basic principles while agreeing to disagree on others, less important priorities, we could begin a formidable movement toward peace and prosperity. Let us hope that this NBC News survey provides the inspiration to a real pro-peace, pro-prosperity movement in the United States. I have much confidence in the youth of our country. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
You there?
Okay, I guess Kano walked off in the middle of that. I'm seeing an interesting display out there right now. I'm seeing blinking red line. It's all in a straight line, looking a lot like a cell phone tower, with, except it's horizontal. You know, my name mentioned so that he can look at it so it can be aware. Okay, as to Ron Paul's other party, I'm all for the forcefully ignore the authoritarian regulations and guidelines set down by them. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to call this podcast end here pretty quick, but let's see if I can get my neighbor to come out and look at these strange-looking lights or see what he has to say about them.
Fucking idiot. Still with me? Anyway,
this owner of trucking company just showed up trying to tell me how I'm supposed to run my job here.
Information of airplanes I've seen in my time.
Well, I thought I...
Do what?
I'm going around her, but that's kind of weird.
Well, I saw a line of airplanes fly. I hope I can still see them. Yeah, I can just see them through the trees. It looks horizontal cell phone tower with many more lines lined up all together. There they are.
Hang
on, back. Right that way. They're still through the trees, and yeah, they're better than they were before, but they're all lined up.
Yeah, that was something I had about a year ago. We
yeah.
Hello. Well, yeah.
Fascinating.
DementedDungeonsDragon.com, where we talk about everything, including, but not limited to,
Yeah, they were much closer when I first spotted them.
I'll forget to call in today.
Well, there's no towers up there.
No, it's not a tower. It's they're flying, but they are all lined up perfectly with each other.
Well, I've seen the military is moving everything on all the roads.
Yeah, that's okay. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't the only one that I knew that saw them.
No, they're there. There must be about 10 of them.
Our podcast.
Hello. 3, 4, 5.
I was
actually 67.
Our black
bird. No, it's good when they blink in different levels. You see, but up the line, start at the bottom, work up.
I'm guessing Kano can't hear me, and that's why he's doing the closing announcement.
I said there's at least 9. I started to look down. I started to get on right and I realized it's almost 7:30. Crap! So here I am. I texted David Ray. I don't know if he'll show up or not. Anyway. Couple quick notes. Someone said something about me clearing my throat, and I've addressed this before on previous podcasts. I have this allergy, I'm not sure what it is, but it always sounds like I have a cold. Now, I did just get over a cold, glad of that, but I don't know, I just got this thing. And if you have any non-chemical solutions, feel free to let me know. But in the meantime, don't just do it with this. Personally, I think it's the chemical crap in our food, because I noticed that when I eat more raw vegan, I don't have a problem as much, but then again, sometimes when I forage, I have the problem, so I don't know. But anyhow, so I'm just dealing with it. I'm pretty healthy. Otherwise, I have about 5 extra pounds I could stand to lose, but that's about it. I'm dealing with battling nail fungus since I was about 16 years old. And I pretty much figured out what that is. I'm addicted to pastries. So as long as I don't eat too many pastries, my foot problem stays under control. But I start eating too many pastries and my feet start having issues. So, again, you know, raw vegan probably would be in my best interest. David just texted me calling in now. So, we'll talk about Red Towers, what I want our main topic to be. Of course, then we'll also have Ron Paul, And then, you know, of course, we talk about health, nutrition, religion, all kinds of stuff, even flat earth. It's kind of weird. But that's another subject. We do have international numbers now. So, hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast, domesticdungeonsdrivel.com.
Well, the hosts are idiots and don't call in on time.
Where the hosts talk about everything, including, but not limited to, Dungeons and Dragons!
I can't make you miss a step.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I was going to lay down and take a power nap, and then I realized I got onto Red Towers, and that's when I realized, oh, crap, it's podcast time.
Hey, have you made it to Missouri yet?
Almost. I'm almost to the U.S. 63, U.S. 412 split in Arkansas.
Well, I'm home already.
Yeah, I know. You just left me behind.
You left me behind. Well, I had to skip ahead, I did.
All you had to do was follow the trail, but no, you just abandoned me. Now I'm stuck in freaking Arkansas all by my lonesome.
Well, shoot, at the rate you're moving, you'll be home in a day or two.
Not really. I've slowed down the last couple days, but most of it's because I got distracted by a stupid catfish.
Well.
Damn catfish.
Catfish are good for you. They're kosher.
Yeah. They're not kosher for your wallet.
They're not kosher for anything. Catfish skin slippers, you know, that might be kosher.
Yeah. Hey, catfish make good cat food.
Yeah. Yeah, probably do. Good fertilizer for your garden.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hunt down all the catfish and turn them into fertilizer.
Just don't do that to the two-legged kind.
That's the kind I'm talking about.
Yeah, they might ask a few questions if you did that.
Well, only the new world order. Otherwise, we'd be doing the world a favor.
Yeah. I know.
The new world order wants that kind of chaos so that gives them an excuse to be around. Oh, yeah, report all these things to the FBI. And you report them, they don't do anything. But they sure want your money.
So they'll do something. They add it to their records. They add to the records about the report you've made, and they add to the records the fact that you made the report.
Right, which puts you on the list.
Yeah, it puts you on the list and puts somebody else on the list.
All right.
So. Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, this one here, she sounded legitimate. I mean, I'm really good at, you know, spotting catfish. And sometimes I spot them wrong. Sometimes they fool me. But this one fooled me for a minute, but not for very long. I mean, most of them, you know, I just spot them, just like that, bam, catfish. This one, I thought she was a catfish at first. I was like, I don't know. The way she talked did not sound fishy, you know.
Good.
And, but it didn't take her long to start asking for money.
Yeah. And my guess is that people money about three times and got the same response and quit asking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the number one thing to watch for with catfish. Is it takes them about a week or two, maybe three or four if they're good, they'll play the game for a little longer. But it won't take them long to start asking for money. Or other things. Like this one, well, first she wanted $200 so she can go to the doctor. And I'm like, well, I don't believe in doctors. And she's talking about how she had this adrenal problem. So I start giving her all the alternative health stuff for adrenal issues. Told her to go find a health food store and go out and eat her weeds. And she's just like, she probably never encountered that before, he or she, whoever it was. And they're like, holy cow, who is this? What the hell is he smoking?
Right.
So they changed that subject, and then it's like, wanted me to go buy him an iTunes card. And talk to about how desperately they needed it. Like, it was more, they made more of a big deal about that than the medical condition. Like, it was a dire emergency that they had this iTunes card. And I didn't even know what an iTunes card was at first. I just kind of had a clue of what it might be. And I'm like, sorry, I ain't got the kind of money to be spending on frivolous things like that, especially for somebody I don't even know.
Right.
And well,
please, it's so important. And you find like similar people doing World of Warcraft. Right, my cousin's big time hooked on World of Warcraft.
Right. So they want World of Warcraft card instead of an iTunes card.
Oh yeah. My kids used to spend a couple $100 a month on Gaia Online. And that was even a legitimate game. That was basically a digital paper doll.
Kind of like Red Tower?
No, that's a legitimate game.
That's not according to some.
Well, in its current state, it's not a legitimate game, but it's close, and it's approaching that. All right? Gaia Online, you had this character, and it was like IMDU for kids.
Like what?
IMDU. Okay, you've got this avatar that you dress up, and basically, there's no games. You just create these chat spaces, and you talk to people.
Talk to people? What's
right.
that all about?
It is avatar that represents you. Okay? Well, that's what kind of online was.
Oh, shit. I'm recording the recording.
Hey,
Strong.
We got some traffic and we're tied up right now. We can't get that truck out.
Oh, I know. That's the owner of the bar T or whatever it was, the trucking company, just came over here yelling at me, trying to tell me how to do my job, and he's not even my boss.
He doesn't have eyes. He can't see.
He don't care.
Fuck it, man.
He wants to throw his weight around. That's what it is. He's trying to tell me that I need to get more trucks running in and out of here.
His weight don't mean shit when it comes to marathon.
I hear you. He's like, you know who I am? Like, who are you? I don't know you. Are you my boss? No, you're not my boss. Talk to my boss. My boss will talk to me.
Yeah, if you don't like what's going on, go right over there to that trailer. Don't ever have a fucking truck run for marathon. And word will get out
Church won't work for Conoco or any other.
There you go.
Oil patch.
The next time they try to do that, I just say, go over there and talk to that guy in that building over there. Mm-hmm. He's the one you need to talk to.
Oh.
Don't talk to me.
Oh. go talk to that company man over there. I guarantee you, he won't get no more business.
Yep.
I don't know if you have your hard hat or...
Yeah, right here.
You should point in at that.
Stop.
See that? See that,
oh,
motherfucker?
Yeah. Stop work authority.
See that, motherfucker? You don't like it? Too bad. Well, you gotta be nice about it.
Well, I was.
I mean,
to a degree. I was actually less nice than I probably should have been.
I mean, you don't want to lose your job, but...
Well, no, but I mean, at first, I thought it was one of the superiors.
Yeah.
And so I treated him like one. Until I found out he was not, and trying to act like one, then my attitude changed.
Yeah, I mean, that's if you don't like his trucks sitting down there, then get him off. You should be like, well, take that truck and get off my fucking station pad.
Right, yeah, I told him that too. He's not supposed to be on here because he's happy. Or he didn't have any gear. He had his kid with him. Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm marathon qualified. I said, yeah, but is your son?
Well, marathon qualified don't mean shit.
Well, I mean, you know, he said he's got all of his F bars and all that other stuff. Like, but he didn't have it on. And he's on the back.
I don't care if you're CEO of Marathon. If you don't have proper PPE, you're waiting outside that gate.
Right. Yeah, he kept creeping up, and I told him, you better not move up any further. They're going to run you out of here.
Yeah, run him, man. It's something. All those trucks.
My boss is calling. Hang on.
What's going on?
Okie dokie.
I know you're texting my phone, but when I'm over there, I really can't walk around with my phone. That's why I walk over here and just verbally ask you, you know, do we have any trucks? Yeah, because I pulled my phone out. I was by our crew truck. And I was like,
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, it's all good. I ain't tripping.
Yeah.
I figure you're working busy, whatever.
Yeah, I mean...
Before, I was just trying to let you know I was on my way up here, too.
Yeah, I didn't even remember what I was doing.
It's all good.
But, yeah.
All right, cool.
I said, I'll just verbalize with you.
All right.
Or if I can send sex, I will. But, like I said, out here, I'm not really supposed to have my phone anywhere out here. So.
I understand. So, yeah, I guess David hung up already. I should be concluding the podcast. I didn't get a chance to listen to Ron Paul, all of it anyways, because this idiot pulls up, tries to tell me how to do my job, and he don't even work here. Whatnot, so there's a big to-do about that. And I had to call over some of the other people that had more weight here on the oil pad than I do. And to deal with the issue, because I don't make decisions around here. I just follow orders. And then he's trying to change my orders, and he don't even work here. Like, what are you smoking, dude? So he's just mad because he's got trucks sitting. He's the owner of a trucking company.
he's mad because he's got trucks sitting over there in the staging area. Well, you know, that's life on the oil field. I'm a truck driver. That's what I do every day. I'm not normally doing this. And, you know, there's been days where I sat on the pad or outside the pad or staging area the entire day and didn't unload. And he's complaining because his drivers have been sitting there for a few hours. And my boss is calling again. Hang on. All right. So I guess I'll play Ron Paul again. I know you guys already heard it now. I know David's gone, but I didn't hear it because I had that crap. And I'm still dealing with that crap because that guy's trying to get me in trouble because I'm following orders. I just had my boss call me twice. Actually, he probably called me more than twice, but I was outside the truck. Yeah, my other boss texted me saying to call him. He called me 3 times. So, yeah. Anyhow, so I guess I'll have to call Ron Paul real quick, then I'll call my other boss back and call it a night for the podcast.
Do we need a third major political party? I often joke that I'd be happy if we actually had a second party, as when it comes to the big issues, war, monetary policy, civil liberties, the Republicans and Democrats are more alike than different. Perhaps that's why a recent NBC poll has found that nearly two-thirds of young people surveyed do not believe either the Republicans or Democrats are doing a good job and that a third party is needed. I think this is an encouraging sign. I suspect the NBC News poll results reflect the fact that young people are not as easily hoodwinked by the mainstream media and by the two-party duopoly charade in Washington. This generation has grown up with the Internet and the abundance of alternative media that challenges what really is a one-party system in the United States. They have been exposed to many new ideas, including good ones like libertarianism and non-interventionism. Currently, mainstream politics in the United States is all about power, how to get it and how to keep it, and not at all about philosophy or ideology. It is about selling out principles at every turn in order to chalk up another point in the win column. On issues like war and spending, it's incredible how easily the two major parties are able to compromise. A serious effort to create a new political party could be very exciting, but only if that new party is based on real ideas rather than simply the desire for power. Creating a viable third party will not be easy. While there is plenty written in the media about foreign collusion in the U.S. elections, the real collusion is between the Republicans and the Democratic parties to prevent new parties from joining them on the national stage and the ballot. Unfortunately, the Libertarian Party has failed to live up to what should have been its role as an ideological alternative to Washington's one-party system. As was quite obvious in the 2016 presidential election, the Libertarians yielded to prevailing attitudes on war, welfare, and Federal Reserve, and more. In believing that winning was more important than standing for something, they ended up achieving neither. I would still like to have some hope for the Libertarian Party, but to really fill its role as a challenger to our own two-party system, that is actually a one-party system, it would need a major overhaul. It would need to actually embrace the core libertarian principles of non-aggression and non-intervention in the affairs of others. At the end of my 2008 presidential campaign, I brought together the candidates of the minor political parties and proposed that we agree on some basic principles regardless of whether we are libertarians, conservatives, progressives, or greens. Among those was the idea that we should never go to war unless we were directly attacked or threatened, that the Federal Reserve should not be allowed to benefit the rich by creating money out of thin air, and that we should not endorse deficit spending. If a new party could come together and agree on these basic principles while agreeing to disagree on others, less important priorities, we could begin a formidable movement toward peace and prosperity. Let us hope that this NBC News survey provides the inspiration to a real pro-peace, pro-prosperity movement in the United States. I have much confidence in the youth of our country. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1411.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, December 4th. Do we need a third major political party? I often joke that I'd be happy if we actually had a second party, as when it comes to the big issues, war, monetary policy, civil liberties, the Republicans and Democrats are more alike than different. Perhaps that's why a recent NBC poll has found that nearly two-thirds of young people surveyed do not believe either the Republicans or Democrats are doing a good job and that a third party is needed. I think this is an encouraging sign. I suspect the NBC News poll results reflect the fact that young people are not as easily hoodwinked by the mainstream media and by the two-party duopoly charade in Washington. This generation has grown up with the Internet and the abundance of alternative media that challenges what really is a one-party system in the United States. They have been exposed to many new ideas, including good ones like libertarianism and non-interventionism. Currently, mainstream politics in the United States is all about power, how to get it and how to keep it, and not at all about philosophy or ideology. It is about selling out principles at every turn in order to chalk up another point in the win column. On issues like war and spending, it's incredible how easily the two major parties are able to compromise. A serious effort to create a new political party could be very exciting, but only if that new party is based on real ideas rather than simply the desire for power. Creating a viable third party will not be easy. While there is plenty written in the media about foreign collusion in the U.S. elections, the real collusion is between the Republicans and the Democratic parties to prevent new parties from joining them on the national stage and the ballot. Unfortunately, the Libertarian Party has failed to live up to what should have been its role as an ideological alternative to Washington's one-party system. As was quite obvious in the 2016 presidential election, the Libertarians yielded to prevailing attitudes on war, welfare, and the Federal Reserve, and more. In believing that winning was more important than standing for something, they ended up achieving neither. I would still like to have some hope for the Libertarian Party, but to really fill its role as a challenger to our own two-party system, that is actually a one-party system, it would need a major overhaul. It would need to actually embrace the core libertarian principles of non-aggression and non-intervention in the affairs of others. At the end of my 2008 presidential campaign, I brought together the candidates of the minor political parties and proposed that we agree on some basic principles regardless of whether we are libertarians, conservatives, progressives, or greens. Among those was the idea that we should never go to war unless we were directly attacked or threatened, that the Federal Reserve should not be allowed to benefit the rich by creating money out of thin air, and that we should not endorse deficit spending. If a new party could come together and agree on these basic principles while agreeing to disagree on others, less important priorities, we could begin a formidable movement toward peace and prosperity. Let us hope that this NBC News survey provides the inspiration to a real pro-peace, pro-prosperity movement in the United States. I have much confidence in the youth of our country. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1411.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Yeah! We got a new dilemma. I was just notified that the forklift just broke down, so now they cannot unload any boxes. I texted the other guy at the other end and goes, "What the hell? Now... great, now there's going to be a riot." Yeah, the guy tried to go over there and tell him what to do also, tried to boss him around like he was his boss. So, anyways, yeah, Ron Paul. Oh, okay, yeah. The two-party system is not a two-party system. It's a one-party system. Basically, imagine one head, two arms. One arm is the Republicans, the other arm is the Democrats, and there's one head that controls them both. They have the same agenda. So, yeah. A third party would actually be a second party because we do not have a two-party system. And I'm not sure what's going on here, but yeah. Anyhow, back to Red Towers. No new updates since last week. If you listen to last week's podcast, only the first, like, 30 minutes is any good. The rest of it was crappy. So bad that I didn't even listen. to the rest of the podcast. I just was like, I can't take it anymore. It was literally probably our worst podcast ever. We had one worst podcast, and that was basically when David was calling me on three-way, and he muted the phone when we did Ron Paul and forgot to unmute the phone. So we did the whole podcast on mute, and none of it got recorded. That was probably our worst podcast. Last weekend was probably our second worst podcast. In fact, it was probably worse because it was all gobbledygook and you couldn't understand. You couldn't understand nothing. Hang on, I just got an update. That Bar C guy is still over there? Oh, okay. No, he left. So, yeah, but he'll probably be back. Because he's going to have his panties in a wad now. Anyway. So, yeah, no new updates as far as Red Towers is concerned. The only... basically, the only update they did last week was a login issue. We didn't really notice anything, but hang on.
Just kidding. I'm about to go to the location up the road with another full clip, but I'm going to steal it.
Okay.
So.
Coolness.
You're gonna need back
taking that
for a while.
Cool. Wake me up.
I'll wake
you up when we come back and then you're full. Alright, thanks. Okay, I'm texting these guys. I'm doing my job while I'm doing my podcast. This guy texted. Checking. I'm texting like three different people trying to correlate all of this. Okay, thanks. They are working on getting another fork lift. And I text this guy. He ate trucks. Okay. So, no new updates for Red Towers. I'm actually starting to get bored with the game. I haven't hardly played at all this week. And Map Your Empire is probably not going anywhere. There's also one called Parallel Dimension. We don't know anything about it except it's supposed to be another PK. And I got another text message. So I guess I'm going to lay down and take a nap. while they go get another forklift. But I also got to kind of stand guard because trucks are going to try to come in here when they're not supposed to be coming in here. So. Yeah. Alrighty. Well, that concludes the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. You can find updates and everything on the podcast site, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com. You can find our international phone numbers. We have international phone numbers now. We did not have those before. So now people can call in from 62 different countries. And, yes, please call in because our podcast would be a lot more interesting if we had callers. And it'll also kind of help fill the void whenever things happen. Like, I got to step out and do whatever I got to do. For my job, because I'm usually working when we're doing a podcast. And David Ray usually does not have signal anymore. He used to, but usually anymore he doesn't hardly have signal. So he says this new phone system he's got is better, but I can't tell. The internet's better, but the phone service sucks. So it's whatever. So, yeah, we need callers. We would like to talk more about PK, Red Towers. But right now, it's kind of boring. And as you can see from listening to this podcast and any of our other podcasts, we pretty much talk about whatever. And we typically also talk about whatever Ron Paul has to say. Yeah, we thought it was funny. The first thing that came out of his mouth was hilarious. But, yeah. So that concludes the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com. And like I said, check out our website and give us a call. We do our podcast every Saturday at 7 p.m. In the winter and at 8 p.m. in the summer, Central Time. So, yes, please, please, please call us. Call in and liven up our podcast a little bit. It was a little extra interesting today with the other guy here at the well with me. He's pretty cool. He kind of helped fill in some gaps and whatnot. But we do need more callers, at least one or two. But anyways, all right, thank you so much. Have a good day.